We're in the Yimei Avil. We're in the mourning period for one of the greatest Torah geniuses of our generation and many generations, Moshe Shapiro, who opened up worlds of Jewish thought for literally thousands, if not tens of thousands, of mechanchim, of educators, of makarvim, of people who do kiruv, and those that were taught by him, our whole Spanish program. So I thought it would be fitting for a few weeks to share some of his thoughts on Shabbos. And we're going to be speaking from a sefer which was not written by him, but was deeply inspired by him, called Mama Kim, from the author also of the famous Zoza Bracha, Rav Mandelbaum. The famous paragraph, one of the most famous paragraphs we speak about Shabbos, is V'shamru v'nei Yisrael. It's said many times in Jewish communities over the Shabbos, V'shamru v'nei Yisrael, before Kiddush in the morning. Some people say it, prevalent custom is to say it at night at the end of Mariv, before Kaddish. And there we have this pasuk: Kisheshes Yamim, in 6 days, Asa Hashem Es Hashemayim Ves Aretz. God made the Shemayim, the heavens, and the land. Ves Kol Asher Bam, VaYanach B'Yom Hashvi. And he rested on the seventh day. Shabbos is the seventh day. So a few questions: why is the terminology Kisheshes Yamim? It should say Ki Bisheshes Yamim. Why he 6 days created? No, it should say he in 6 days. Isn't that how you think about it? In 6 days he created. So why does the Torah say Sheshes six and not in six? Also, why is Shabbos referred to as Shvi, the seventh day? It happens to be the seventh day. We know that nothing in Torah, nothing in our Judaism is incidental. It just happens to be the seventh day, right? So what does seven as a set represent? And what does Shabbos specifically as being the seventh represent? So let's go one by one. Seven as a set always means, you know, we're talking about deep things and we're just touching them. B'ketzei ha'mazleg, as Moshe would always say. A full seven ozer represents, think about it, a set of mundanity, of whole things, and then with Kedusha involved in it. 6 days of the week in Shabbos, 6 years of the Shemitah cycle, then Shemitah, which is a holier day, right? It's always a set of six of mundane things, and then some middle point of Kedusha. Now, we're used to this, and we're so used to this, of course, there's a seven-day week, right? That's just how it is. Well, if you think about it, why'd it have to be like that? Why couldn't we have had 5 days and then Shabbos on the sixth day? Or 4 days and Shabbos on the fifth day? Or how about this one? 3 days and Shabbos on the fourth day. Every 4 days Shabbos. Every 4 days Challen. Okay, that would be a little dangerous to our systems, right? Erev Shabbos and Shabbos. Except, but theoretically, why couldn't it be like this? So the way it's explained is like this. That six, let's start with six. Six, look at this thing. I don't know if any of you recognize this. Yeah, this is an old telephone. It's a dinosaur. We talk about dinosaurs, is it, right? So here you have, it has four sides and then top and the bottom, right? Four sides and the top and the bottom. And if you think, when we want to represent what's going on in the physical world, what's our physical world about? Think about it. It's really, there are always six sides, north, east, south, west, up, down. Anani HaKavod, clouds of glory, which envelop the Jewish people, four sides, up and down, right? Anything that's enveloped in the physical world, because six represents, now here's the point, six represents the full, the physical world's full expression. Can we hear that? The physical world's full expression. Even in a circle, you're talking about the four sides of the circle and the up and down of the circle, right? That's the physical world. And that's why it is six, because Be'etzem, basically, six is what represents, six is what the physical world is. It's always, it's a world of sixes. Up, down, so, up, down, left, right, back, forward. Now, besides that, I think we can understand that. Besides this, this a little bit deeper, there is the middle point, the Shvi. There's a middle point where all that physicality, so to speak, comes out of. It's not exactly in the middle as such, but it's the central point of all that physicality. What's it all physicality about? Where does it come from? Where is it going to? What's its point? There's the seventh point, and the Nekuda Emtzayis, what we call the middle point, that everything emanates out of, that's really nothing, but it's everything. That's Shvi. That's the idea of Shvi. So now let's go back to our questions with that. You have to think about this a little bit, guys. Why did we say Ki Sheshes Yamim? Because we don't want to emphasize just that it happened to be done in 6 days. That would have been Bisheshes, in 6 days. We want to emphasize that the physical world is all about what? Six. It's representative of a whole mahalach of a way. What happened? There was a physical world of creation, which was Sheshes, Ki Sheshes, not just in six. Of course it was in six, but it was all about six. We're emphasizing that point, that it wasn't just, it happened to happen in six, but it was be'etzim in six. Ki sheshes yamim, in six. Not in, it was 6 days that Hashem created. And that's also why, of course, if this is understanding what seven is, that middle point that's really nothing but everything, that's subtle, but everything flows out of, and in ourselves also, my friends. Isn't it kind of like that? There's a physical sides of ourselves, what everybody sees, but there's a Kodesh Kedoshim, a Heichal HaKodesh inside of us, something deeper, a Nekudah Shvius, a seventh point, which is really the central point, which we're essentially all about, which maybe no one sees, no one knows, right? We don't, so often it's hidden from us ourselves. That's our real Nekudah. And that's why Shabbos, which is really the whole point of what the whole creation is about, is called Shvi, because it's that central point, that middle point, which everything flows out of. So again, in finishing, that's what we see again, how special, how amazing, and how everything about Shabbos is exact. All of its tefillos are exact, all of its meals are about exact, and even the fact we call it seven isn't for naught. And therefore, such an amazing day we should grasp onto with all of our koach. Yehi zichro baruch. His great memory should be for blessing.